Welcome to Constructive Curiosity, a podcast that promotes personal growth, authenticity, and helping others through inspirational messages, techniques for success, and interviews with extraordinary people. Follow and subscribe on YouTube and Instagram at Constructive Curiosity or listen on your preferred podcast platform. The journey begins now.
Hello and welcome into Constructive Curiosity, the podcast where we explore topics aimed at enhancing your personal and professional growth. I'm your host, Casey Sprague, and today we're diving into the world of LinkedIn profiles. Whether you're a seasoned professional or just starting your career, having a stellar LinkedIn profile is essential for networking, job hunting, and personal branding. So let's explore some tips on how to make a great LinkedIn profile. First things first, let's talk about your profile picture. This is your chance to make a strong first impression, so choose a professional-looking photo where you're dressed appropriately for the industry that you're looking to work in. This is going to vary depending whether you're looking at a C-suite job or an entry level at a certain type of tech company, or if you're working at operations for a different group where you're actually in a manufacturing or somewhere else like that. You need to understand what the look in the industry that you're trying to work in is and understand how to make that work for you. So make sure that your face is clear and visible, and remember to smile. People like it when you're friendly. It means you're approachable. You have a demeanor that comes off as you're open to other ideas. You want to talk to people. You want to meet people, and that's a great way to build connections on LinkedIn. Next up, focus on your headline and summary sections. So your headline is the first thing people see beneath your name. So you got to make it count. It's not something you can just kind of put a little bit of effort into. You really need to focus on making it pop. So instead of simply listing your job title, consider including a brief statement that highlights your expertise and what sets you apart, different things that you feel that you are. You know, if you're a passionate leader, put that on there. If you're a, you know, self-starting entrepreneur, put that on there as well. You know, as for your summary, you need to make sure that you use this space to tell your story and showcase your passion for the field. Keep it concise yet engaging. And don't forget to include relevant keywords to increase your profile's visibility. But don't write a book. This is not a place to tell your entire life story, you know, give the entire background of who you are, why you're there, what all you're doing. Keep it brief, to the point. I almost like to think of my summary as a written version of my elevator pitch or elevator pitch plus. I should be able to spit that out to somebody in 30 seconds to a minute and 30 seconds, because you have a little bit longer when it's written out. But you don't want it to be verbose, or, you know, you got to keep it pointed, make sure it's on task, and get out the information that you're actually trying to get to. So now we're going to move on into your experience section. When listing your work experience, be sure to provide detailed descriptions of your responsibilities and achievements in each role. Use action verbs. If you haven't heard me say it yet, you're going to hear me say it at the other points too. Star, situation, task, action, result. That is the best way to write resume bullets, because it's going to say with the situation you worked in, the task that you had, the actions that you took, and the results that were coming from it. And with those results, they need to be quantifiable. People, dollars, hours, whatever it is, something that shows why it was a big deal. Give them the so what. That goes for resumes. It goes for LinkedIn bullets. It goes for anything that you're doing. Star is the best way to go. So if you haven't written it, you don't understand it, let me know. We can work on that together, or you can just do a quick Google search and figure out a little bit more about how to use that star format. But those action verbs are critical. Don't start off as something boring. Boom, catch their attention. Managed, facilitated, led. Those are kind of things that make you, okay, this person is action-oriented. They're getting things done. And don't forget when you're writing these out that it needs to be brief and concise. Nobody wants to see a bullet that's 15 lines long. Understand that just because you did it doesn't necessarily make it relevant, doesn't necessarily make it important to what you're trying to convey. And if you have too much, you know, non-focused fluff, as I like to call it, you're going to get people distracted. They're not going to understand what you're really trying to say. You can put it in nice words. You can put a, you know, a few fancy $5 words here and there where you want to. But if you're going so far in depth and so fancied that people can't really understand what you're trying to say, then you're really going to hurt yourself and not help yourself. So remember, focus when it comes to your bullets, keeping it relevant, keeping it actionable. That's going to help you stand out from the crowd when it comes to what your experience section looks like.
Guess what? You just proved that advertising on podcasts works. Reach thousands of local listeners each week and grow your business. Reach out to Constructive Curiosity to find out more by emailing contactus@constructivecuriosity.com.
Another important aspect of your LinkedIn profile is your skills section. Take time to list the skills that are relevant to your industry and expertise. You can also ask colleagues and connections to endorse your skills, further validating your proficiency in these various areas. Additionally, consider adding multimedia elements such as links to projects or presentations to showcase your work in action. Now, I do understand in many industries that you're going to have proprietary limitations to where you're not going to be able to share a whole lot of project files. But if you have your own website or you build things out as shells that you can then use on different projects, that's good to show as well. It shows that you're a self-motivated self-starter who's going to be successful. Next, let's talk about the importance of networking on LinkedIn. Don't just sit back and wait for people to connect with you. Be proactive. Reach out to colleagues, alumni, industry professionals, and personalize your connection request with a brief message explaining why you'd like to connect. Building a strong network is a key to unlocking new opportunities and expanding your professional and business horizons. Finally, don't forget to engage with your LinkedIn network regularly. Share insightful articles, comment on posts, congratulate connections on their achievements, be actively participating in the LinkedIn community. You'll not only boost your visibility, but also establish yourself as a thought leader in the field. Creating unique content is another great way to get out there. Whether you do your own podcast, you write articles, you supply different opinion pieces directly in LinkedIn, whatever it is, adding your own custom content will help you stand out to others on LinkedIn.
Looking for a great book? Check out Once Left the Field of Valor. When Damien Shaw finds a bloodstained envelope after a battle, he is struck by a series of debilitating flashbacks that threaten to unhinge him. The letter leads him on a grueling journey of penance to present it to its intended recipient. This addicting page-turner is filled with action, suspense, romance, and perseverance. It will keep you on edge to the very end and leave you wanting more. Get your printed edition or ebook today on Amazon.
Well, that's going to do it for today's episode of Constructive Curiosity. I hope you found these tips on how to make a great LinkedIn profile helpful. Keep an eye out later this week. There'll actually be a video I'm going to post going section by section through my own LinkedIn profile, showing you what to do, what not to do, so that way you know exactly how to crush your LinkedIn profile and stand out from the crowd. Remember, your LinkedIn profile is your personal brand, so make it shine. Please like, subscribe, and share Constructive Curiosity, and follow us on Facebook and YouTube at Constructive Curiosity, Instagram at Constructive_Curiosity, and on X or Twitter, as you may still call it, at Casey Sprague CC. Join us next time so you're always in the know to grow. Until then, stay curious, stay resilient, keep growing.
Thank you for listening to Constructive Curiosity. Visit ConstructiveCuriosity.com to learn more about our mental performance training, career coaching, and business management consulting services. Constructive Curiosity has the insight to get it right. Thank you for listening and keep being the best version of yourself.